You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Quebec Education Minister Jean-François Roberge announced that he will transfer two English Montreal School Board schools to the Commission scolaire de la Pointe de l'Île instead of the intended three. The decision to transfer General Vanier Elementary and John Paul Jr. High School in St. Leonard comes as a response to overcrowding in the French School Board. The Pointe de l'Île Board, which serves new arrivals and French language students, currently lacks space for nearly 3,000 students. Gerald McShane Elementary School will continue to be an English language school because it is the only Anglophone elementary in Montreal North. The Quebec government launched its new system to select immigrants on Thursday in the hope of reducing application processing wait times and the provincial labor shortage. The new system, called ARIMA, is already used in other provinces. Immigration Minister Simon Jolin Barrette says the reform will prioritize skilled workers who are already living in Quebec and who are willing to live outside major cities. ARIMA's introduction to the province is controversial due to the Coalition Avenir Quebec government passing legislation that would cancel 18,000 existing immigration applications. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is currently in Osaka for the G20 summit. The Prime Minister's office said Trudeau had brief, constructive interactions with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the first day of meetings, but Trudeau does not have a formal meeting scheduled with Xi during the G20. At the summit, Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland said, "Canada is fortunate to have assembled a broad international coalition of countries who support Canada and believe arbitrary detentions are harmful." To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Crush on me, I know, going crazy for me, obstacles standing in your way, won't let you be, people watching every move you make, all the steps you take, wait as I need you, babe, can't take a break, no time to linger, got to be a lover. Got what you require, love and happiness. Give me the answer for the question I ask. No time to linger, it will surely last. I love you, you know.
Can't afford to let this feeling go.
I'll give you my all.
Answer to your every call.
Could be the chemistry,
love to last for a lifetime. Have a little family, please be mine. Oh, baby, hey, please be mine.
Crush on me, I know.
Crazy for me.
Obstacles standing in your way.
Won't let you be. People watching every move you make. All the steps you take. Oh, I'm needing you. Can't give you a break.
No time to linger.
Got to be your lover.
Love and happiness. Give me the answer
for the question I ask.
No time to linger.
Oh, this love will last. can't wait another minute. I need you.
No time to linger.
Hey. Oh, you.
Want to be late. It's already noon. He is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Callaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. How you doing? As the guy said on the introduction just now, we don't want to be late, but in Montreal right now, don't matter, you know, all bosses have to respect when someone coming late. It's not their fault. It's always the fault of what's going on in Montreal. The city of Montreal is a big maze. You never know which way to go and how to go and how you do it and how to get out of it. So, hey, but we are here. All right, we're celebrating Canada Day weekend. Happy Canada Day. This is where the country started, with Canada Day. Hey, so all of you Canadians, even non-Canadians, even if you want to be a Canadian, happy Canada Day. And we're big celebrating big in our community today. We have the Kiddies Carnival, as they call it, where the children comes out in their Caribbean way of celebrating our islands with our Cari Fiesta here in Montreal. And today is the day when we get the kids to join in and show what they know and show how they can participate and also participate in our big parade here in Montreal. The big parade is next week, and it should have been it used to be on Canada Day, but it had a clash with downtown with the Canada Day parade and all that, so it was too much security for the city to perform the two big Canada Day and Cari Fiesta on the road at the same time. So they put it off 1 week, and since then it's been like that. We always say Canada Day, but we always miss it by a week. We hope they would bring it back to that. Well, we might have to move it out to downtown Montreal. I think it's too congested for that. You know, we should try another city. Bring it to LaSalle. And you'll be able to move it to Canada Day, of course. All right, so hey, all the best. And we are starting off this program today because it's our Cari Fiesta weekend. We're going to do this like that and all of that. I want to start off, but you know something? Here we go. I'm going to start off with not how we normally do, but first of all, I gotta get my things together. So when we start playing some music, we ain't stopping, and we have someone in the house is gonna be here with us today and tell us all about what are you gonna tell us about today.
Everything that's happening, including the results of Miss Fabulous, which took place last Friday evening.
Last Friday, Miss Fabulous.
I did warn.
I must say that you're looking fabulous.
Thank you. I did warn those of you who miss it. Don't blame me. Blame yourself.
Yeah, I heard it was. I have to be blame myself. I was so busy on Friday. By the time I finished doing what I had to do to come down there, it was after midnight, and it was kind of late. I know that.
Definitely, it was finished by then.
Yes. Anyway, so you're gonna give us the results later on. And we're going to talk about a lot of other things that's coming up. So, I'm going to want to get into a commercial mood for a little bit. Let me see what we have here for commercial. So, all right. So tell us something by the time I look for this. You had a good turnout?
Oh, it was very well attended, very well. I want to thank the community for supporting. Mm-hmm. They came out, never mind they had to work Friday, they made it their business to be there. Uh-huh. It was held at St. Paul's, and guess what? The church basement was filled to capacity.
All right, yes, since St. Paul's always, you know, it's close by. People know where to come and how to get there very easily.
Exactly, right off the bus and in the door. There were even people sitting on the stairway.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Oh,
good.
Yes.
So you guys did very well. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO, and we're going to get into a quick commercial break, and we're going to be hitting the road very soon. Mm-hmm. All right.
This July, community radios across Canada are proud to present the 5th annual Surround Sound Radio Documentary Festival. Tune in every week to hear interesting, thought-provoking, and heartfelt radio documentaries by producers from across Canada and beyond. For more information on the festival and specific airing times in your city, head to our website at www.surroundsoundfest.com. This July, community radios across Canada are proud to present the 5th annual Surround Sound Radio Documentary Festival. Tune in every week to hear interesting, thought-provoking, and heartfelt radio documentaries by producers from across Canada and beyond. For more information on the festival and specific airing times in your city, head to our website at www.surroundsoundfest.com.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
Together.
The Groove Masters Hour on CGLO 6090 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home.
Oh,
514-848-7471.
Yes. That's the number you call us or give us a...
Excuse me.
Give us a text.
Is that your real voice?
That's his real voice. Give us a text also at that same number if you want to say anything. If you can, if you don't want to call in, you can text us at that number. Try it out and see what happens, and we will get the show on the road. Master J's in the house, so there we go. Yeah, man. We go back in time for a little bit, and we're going to bring it up to standard soon. Right now. Show me some sugar. Show me some sugar. Show me some sugar, baby. Yeah, man. I love your sugar. Like last week, I tasted Sugar Face Nene Face. And there's that's when Sugar used to be really in the house every week, but she put Neil in charge. And you know something? Neil ain't sweet. I ain't tasty face. He's a nice guy, but he ain't sweet. Yeah, man. Audrey. Montreal. Carry fiestas in Montreal. I tell ya. Yeah, man.
Judith, when you're going from town.
Hi, Judith.
Watch how you're moving around town. If you're jamming in them, you want to do. Have a care with them, I am not.
Yes, they bite anything, everything, all everything, everything they biting. When you see they had to lick her in the head, they want to bite it instead of lick her all night. The sprinter, hey, right now the kiddies parade is taking place uptown Montreal.
The next thing when you go in town, girl, don't forget that you are done dry. Eat your jamming in the soup, girl. Try and have some behavior. I know you're big and on your own now. A good advice.
Oh yes, if you don't believe that, if you don't believe Scrunter, ask your nanny. Yeah man, nanny go tell you what happened to she. Right man, hi. Yeah man. Kaiso, kaiso. You know something, Fortia? You know today?
So right now, I don't need no
in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we also have our Kiddies Carnival. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is celebrating. Also, next week, Sunday, Monday, all, well, start celebrating all now. They had last weekend, they had a Juve over there in Mesopotamia. Yes. Aren't you sorry you're not in Trinidad?
Oh, I'm sorry. It officially started last night, actually, with Fantastic Friday.
Yes. Fantastic Friday.
Oh, yes.
Tell us something about what you know about Fantastic Friday.
I don't know much. I know there's a big party that went on last night with all the artists, the local artists, a big party, and leading up to the Kiddies Carnival today.
Okay, good.
Wish I was there, but yeah, one of these days.
I saw some clippings from Georgetown Carnival and also Mesopotamia.
It's just as big as Kingstown.
You know, and I tell you something. The man just climb tree and whine until they fall off and they drop. You know when they fall off, where they fall on?
Somebody's lap.
The two, that too. The feet.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, man. I saw a woman fall off a tree and fall in a man's lap.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
be careful.
When she jumped right back up on the tree.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sometimes you just need somebody. Cause Lord, someday you will need somebody.
Oh, yes. Montreal. The big attraction next week. I know a lot of people coming up from Toronto. New York. Oh, yes. My New York posse done called me. Said, make room for me. So because of that, next Friday night, The lime over there at the Caribbean Curry House is on next Friday night.
Sounds good.
Everybody, all the artists that's coming into town, you're going to be over there next Friday night. And it's going to be a big lime. Friday night lime at the Curry House next Friday night. Carnival Friday. Tell ya right now.
I'm feeling for somebody to keep my company. Somebody nice. Somebody sweet. I want somebody to love up. Somebody,
yeah, man.
To squeeze up.
Somebody to jump up.
Somebody with tempo, somebody with zest, somebody.
Yeah, man.
I want somebody to have a pity party.
Right.
Give me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I want somebody to hug up in the party tonight.
Nice.
Where are we gonna be tonight? Zaku holds you close. I better don't go in a party then. I go stay home. The Baron, yeah, man.
Everybody I talk to, if you share my point of view, anybody I lean on will be someone just like you. Somebody bright, somebody bright, somebody smart, 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 smart. I want somebody to have a.
Yes.
Somebody to squeeze up. Somebody to jump up.
Oh yeah.
And everything will be Irie. A happy. I need somebody to have a baby party.
Yeah, man, I should have been in St. Vincent. I should have been in St. Vincent. But it's all right, I'm in Montreal. I don't know if I go find somebody, but I go look. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We have a heat wave in Montreal. We have a heat wave and we're gonna carry it through. Kiddies Carnival.
Sunshine blazing. And it burning. 90 degrees centigrade. People sweating in the shade. And up like fire.
I'm sweating.
It's sweet like sugar.
I see a lady here this morning somewhere, and she says she's hot. She's fanning all the time. I say, girl, you're not hot. That's what you call man. What you call it? Man what? Oh, man, a pause. Yeah, that's to tell you. When you're feeling hot, women, pause from a man, please.
This is Caribbean vibes.
love cut my heart with a knife and have me begging for more.
Oh gosh, Baron, you're sweet. I love my mango when they sweet. Most of all, when the mango sweet, I love to suck my mango. Oh God, I like to suck my mango. If it's sweet, I'm sucking it. I talk like a Grenadian there, you know. Yeah, them Grenadians love to suck mango.
Now when the heaven comes under and let an angel drop on, some women sweeter than some. Nowadays it isn't so. I asked the wrong and I got to know the different ways and different looks in which you could find a woman. I want to know your opinion. But some men love a woman with big bottom, plenty hips and looking all right. Others love them women who thick and strong, plenty fit and love to go all night. I'm glad I don't have to search no more. I found a woman I could really brag on. She's bad, I still don't even know what she did last night. That had me sweating, had me begging, darling, no more, no more.
Oh yes, hi. How you love your woman? How you love your woman? I like my woman. Combine all them things you just talk about. Put all that together in one woman for me, please. No. After that, you know what you call she? A callaloo woman. She mix up. I was just gonna ask Mac, you know, the DJ, what kind of woman he love, but I see he cut this song. He want to tell me what kind of woman he love. got a feeling to party. Music sweet.
This is Caribbean.
Oh yes. Last week a lady tell me she want to party tonight. I was over there in the West Island. I ain't gonna tell you exactly where. She said, I want a party with you tonight. I said, well, start whining right now. Let me see how you could whine first.
This is Caribbean.
Remind me of the days in Brooklyn and New York. The subway jam, I'll tell you.
Every subway station steaming with action. The place like a disco, no train in motion. The man in the boot that's selling the token. Leave the boot and come to join in the action. The 2, 4, 5 and the 3, I, R, T and the D, A, A, F and
when we start to party, you better be ready. This is time to get down to the heavy action. This feeling is reeling, I feel like betting. This feeling to party.
Oh yes, don't stop this party. But you know something, sometimes the party they would have to stop or we go start again. Listen to Caribbean Callaloo with Master J's in the mix.
Come along, my darling.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back with much, much more. Don't go anywhere because we ain't going nowhere. We're gonna be right here when you come back.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLU 6090 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hello Montreal, this is Sherba Wells. Looking forward to being your MC in Montreal on Saturday, July the 13th at the Spice Island Cultural Day in Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Coming along with me and Grenada's Prime Minister, our Calypsonian Shortry and Boise, who plan to mash up the place. Come and enjoy spicy food, arts and crafts, entertainment galore, and some real Grenadian culture. Visit SpiceIslandCultureDay.com. It's a taste of the spice coming your way. See you there.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Calihu with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Oh, yes. Last Friday night, we had a big event here in Montreal. When I say big, I mean big because the ladies who took part of it is big in age. Oh, well, then normally when you have a competition like this, it's always teenagers and younger ones and stuff like that. So it's nice for you guys to come up with that. Tell us the name of that pageant.
Yes, it was a pageant.
Yeah, man.
Good evening.
The older ladies are beautiful too. I think they're more beautiful than the young ones, you know.
Thanks for the compliment. Let me officially introduce myself.
Yes, my dear.
I am Lisita O'Dane. Mm-hmm. I was one of the contestants of the Miss Fabulous 2019, mm-hmm. which took place last Friday at St. Paul's Anglican Church. It was indeed a fundraiser for the church. Mm-hmm. There were five contestants, and from the five, we have the three top winners. The second runner-up was Miss Alexandrina Aird. The mm-hmm. first runner-up was myself.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. And the queen was Lenore Ralph.
Oh, Lenore.
Yeah, the singer Lenore.
I saw her that very day at the funeral. I thought she wasn't going. She said, I'm not going to go anymore.
Oh, she was getting cold feet.
Yeah.
But...
Because she know you were right behind there.
Oh, yeah. We were there. We were neck and neck. Good. But I must tell the audience that mm-hmm. it was a fantastic show. The ladies were magnificent. Mm-hmm. Everyone just came out and beat themselves, did what they had to do. And we got the results at the end.
All right.
And we were all happy at the end of the night.
Good. So, so Lenore Ralph came out the...
The winner.
Winner.
Yes.
Okay. What she did for her...
Her talent, she did a little skit, and then, of course, she sang because she has a fantastic voice.
Yes. She put that voice down on stage. She must win.
Yeah, she did. She did. She's got it. I must give it to her. She's gifted in that area.
Yes, man.
So she did extremely well.
So, as you say, that function was in aid of the...
The Women's Association for St. Paul's Anglican Church.
Paul's Anglican Church,
yes.
Right.
So the women did come out to support Friday night. There were mm-hmm. men, I must thank you also. Mm-hmm. But a lot of women came out to see, you know, you don't have to be always... When you hear about pageants, it's not always about the young ones.
Yeah.
The mature ones, they are mature at heart, which is good. So it's good for the young ones to come out and see what the older ones can do.
Okay.
As they say, we might be old, but we're not cold.
Okay, so when you guys are going to have something for the men?
We're working on that.
Yeah?
Yeah, the coordinator, Mrs. Joyce McRae. Actually, mm-hmm. there is a king that's been reigning for the past 3 years.
Oh.
We're waiting for some men to come forward so that we can let this king give over his crown.
You have to call them forward.
Oh, hey. We're going to have to put a blitz out there to get them.
Bring them out.
Yeah, so there's already one.
I have one guy here, and yeah, he's going to have to be there.
Oh, that would be good.
The master.
There you go. He's got his talent there already. Hey, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why
not? He just have to smile for the crowd.
And he'll win.
And with that open teeth.
He'll take the crown.
All girls want that open teeth, boy, I tell you.
So,
okay.
So yeah, man. That's my little intake for today.
All right. Well, we have some stuff coming up. We're going to do that after the 2 o'clock hour.
Sure, no
after
problem.
After the 3 o'clock hour. So we're going to get back in the hole, the groove with the master himself. Master J, what are you doing? Yeah, man. Etel. Oh, sorry. Leno.
Hello.
Hello, Leno. How you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You see, I gave you a big tip last Friday when you didn't want to leave, and I pushed you forward and gave you a kick and said, get on out of here. Didn't I? You remember that kick you get from me?
Yeah, I remember.
Because if you wasn't there, you know, I could understand. I grew up with your family. I know what kind of talent you people have, and I know that you would put a big dent into this. And hey, you dented right up to the top.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So tell us what gave you that motivation.
Well, I spoke to my younger sister. She did it before back in St. Vincent.
Yeah.
And it has always been a childhood dream to do it in Canada. Mm-hmm. But I never get the opportunity to push it like this. Like, I really put everything into this.
Yeah.
And Lucita, even though we are fourth and second, she really was a driving force. Mm-hmm. And as we have been sanctioned, it doesn't really matter. Even though we had already said fourth and second, anyhow, we were going to be content. You understand?
Right.
And it's exactly that. We go out there and portray. And it was a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so enjoying my reign as Miss Fabulous 2019.
Good. So they're going to be taking you all over the world, or just...
I hope so. I am hoping so.
Yeah. Okay. Because with talent like this, I'm going to have to talk to Ralph.
Oh my God, 6 feet! If he was to see that, my talent, there was not a dry eye in the show.
Oh my God,
talent was so anointing. I'm telling you,
good.
Didn't even I could have pull it off like that. Because what I did to join my talent, some of my friends who are there, I called their name in the talent too, and it makes it more enjoyable.
Okay, good. Tell me something. When you talk about your young sister just now, which one it is?
Volin, that's the one who's taking over the band because my dad is very sick right now.
Okay.
Volin Raj.
Mm-hmm.
It's still under the name Owen Raj and the Professionals.
And the Professionals.
And before he took sick, he already did the drawing.
Okay.
He's the one who's taking over everything now.
Great. And you had your brother there who was my really good friend. If I go to St. Vincent, when I go, I have to hide from him, otherwise he stopped making mass.
Yeah.
he want me to take me everywhere and everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember when I took Stretch down there, she took Stretch in his mass camp and everything else. And Roy was a fantastic fella.
Oh my God, he was the best.
Yes, and your sister Pat. So you know, you were from a very, very rounded, family when it comes to talent.
Then, you know, one of the comments on my Facebook page, somebody said that your sister may be rolling in her grave.
Yep.
Because my sister, even though she was the last in the family,
mm-hmm.
she know my potential. I always want to be on the international scene where, like, pageant is concerned, you know. So they said that, oh, your sister, and I just started crying right there because I'm telling you, she was just the best in everything she do.
Yes, she was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And always, every time I go, you know, I was always in backstage with them when she is on stage and all that,
yeah.
you know, doing her thing. Yeah, man, I was always there. All right, congratulations one more, my dear.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And, keep Peter.
Okay, you're keep, very welcome.
Keep okay, it, sweetie.
Keep
God
it going.
Bless.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay, bye bye.
Right. Enjoy your rain.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Last year, what was disgusting? The ghetto stand up with sweet music playing. Like she wasn't listening to him or me. That was escaping from this sweet, sweet melody.
Hand-down music playing. Uh-huh, let's do something.
You better start to shake the thing.
So much soldiers in this small country.
No.